Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. We're trying something new right now with some of our best friends, that being Chris Temple of the National Investor, Dr. John Huber of the Texas Sanitary Association, Insanity Association, and of course, a Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney, my friend here in Semiamu. All of us are going to be opining on the following subject, and that is, in a very general sense, the subject of the amount of control that is the potential for social media. That's a terrifying situation for me because I have come to the conclusion that the amount of control is rather huge, to say the least. It bothers me, you know, I've always known that advertising, which is something I've been involved in all my life and I know quite a bit about, advertising definitely does control the human mind, and I think John would agree with that along with everybody else. I mean, Ford Motor Company can convince you to go out even if you can't afford it and buy a Ford Thunderbird, and it goes on and on and on. But what we have with the various forms of social media right now is we have controlling people's minds to the point where you can control elections, you can control mass actions in a country if you have sophisticated social media, and if people are not aware of the amount of control that they are subjecting themselves to, it's absolutely terrifying to me. Jimmy, you're on, bud.
I think it's quite interesting that, you know, 30 years ago, our manufacturing, our industrial manufacturing, heavy manufacturing, cars, automobiles, aircraft, dominated the market capitalization. And right now, this last quarter, Microsoft was the top number one capitalized company, privately or publicly traded company. Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Facebook, all tech companies, all geared towards either, in Microsoft's, in Apple's case, they're actually, they produce electronics, but basically used for smartphones and computers in order to get to you through the marketing. It's quite a different shift where manufacturing for productivity and things that you drove, things that you built, things that you flew on, to information age. And it's a huge shift. It's a huge shift. And I believe that the amount of influence dependent upon people's, the information they get, is incredible. I think there's a big potential problem. And I think it's completely dependent upon electronics and individuals, and there's a lot of risk in that.
Mr. T, what do you think about all of this? By the way, somebody's breathing into their microphone. Please don't do that. What do you think, T?
Well, look, I think that Stanley Kubrick, a half a century ago, came out with this movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, and it was one of numerous instances over the years that kind of predicted where we're at today. I use social media every day. I'm on it constantly. It, to me, is a great tool, but that's all it is. And the problem as I see it, or one of the problems as I see it, is that this country in general's terms has been so dumbed down that the average American does not have any kind of a foundational knowledge, either of the country or of issues or anything like that. And so when what we should have is social media being a tool that will help us to better use or more efficiently use that foundational knowledge or time, it becomes the starting point for really, I think, a majority of the population. And it's why people's emotions are so easily swayed. It's why people can jump from one issue to the other. And, you know, it's where snowflakes were created. And it really has made a bad situation worse, in my opinion, as far as information is concerned. And really, I should say knowledge, like is the saying that I have on my website.
Dr. Huber, you're an expert when it comes to the human psyche. Somebody is breathing into their mics, and it really sounds bad. It's unique, let me put it that way. So please, whoever's breathing into their mic, don't do that. Now, having said that, let me say this, that this is terrifying to me, John. How can we protect ourselves? And am I just overreacting, do you think?
I don't think you are. I mean, as I watch, in fact, I watched it this morning. I watched social media, and there was some evidence that came out from NASA, for example, about the whole global warming issue. That says that the rotation around the Earth, around the Sun of the Earth, and how close it gets actually has the control over whether our planet is hotter or colder. And I posted that up, and I had a percentage of people who started going that's a lie, that doesn't have any effect on our weather, because it wasn't agreed upon by scientific consensus. And I started asking them, so we have a fact here, and you're going to say that fact's not important, and they go, I believe the scientists. I'm like, scientific consensus is not scientific methodology. You know, there is a process for us to say something is scientifically based. And immediately, everything went to emotion. Everything went to trying to call people names, but politely, because these are people that I know. And it was really funny watching the whole process, and sad at the same time, because these are otherwise very intelligent people, but they let that emotionality kick in. They stop thinking rationally. And once that happens, I think we're all in trouble, because that emotionality just shuts off our rational thought. And it's exactly what the gaming community created back in the 80s, when they were making games like Wolfenstein and Doom. And the producers today at social media have capitalized on that, and they know human behavior better than they'll ever tell us. But they know it better than anybody else and how to manipulate it.
Chris, how do you feel about that? We've got about 2 minutes left here, you guys, but how do you feel about the fact that the people who are really administering the social media know much, much more than any of us do? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that goes with technology. It doesn't surprise me. The fact is that in our contemporary society, unless you want to go to some remote part of the Earth in some developing nation where the internet hasn't reached yet, and surveillance and corporate America and the international corporations, there is no such thing as privacy anymore. There might be degrees of a lack of privacy, but you know, I think we all understand today that because of these huge corporations, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the Twitter, and all of the algorithms they've come up with to truly sway, in a broad sense, public opinion many times on stuff. You know, that's what they're all about. And it's like I said at the outset, that wouldn't be so bad. And things like Twitter and Google and Facebook and whatnot would be more of a utility to me, at least, to people generally, were it not for the fact that this, unfortunately, for the majority of people, as dumbed down as this society has become, this is where they start. They think the foundation of knowledge is not the Bible, it's not the Constitution, it's not common sense, laws, mathematics, history. The foundation is what your buddy just posted in some dopey meme on social media. And that's our problem. And it really makes the lack of privacy worse, because we're not smart enough, or most people aren't smart enough, to know how to defend themselves.
You know, I have to say, Chris, I agree 100%. I'm going to take a real quick commercial break here, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be right back.